Thank you, Stuart. This is only about a five-minute presentation. This is sort of a rah-rah speech for the certification program, and especially is addressed to those who are not members on that, to sort of tell you about a little bit about the benefits of the program. Sripat did, I think, a very good job at the beginning of the symposium giving you an overview of the certification program, and this is more of the PR stuff right now. Is certification for you, for those that are not members? Well, consider the following questions. Are you the best kind of person who likes, are you the kind of person who likes to be the best at what you do? As an entomologist, is there a lot of competition in your area, that is your specialty, that you really need to stand out in the crowd? Are you required to maintain an annual license as a professional to practice, especially those in industry? If you answered yes to any of those, then perhaps certification is right for you. Many professionals, such as crop consultants, some administrators, public health, veterinary, urban entomologists, and urban pest control professionals, just to mention a few, frequently choose to become certified. Also, I'd like you to consider the following. This year, the certification board formally added an ad hoc military liaison position. Liaisons provide a solid guide for linking BCEs with other agencies and organizations that employ our members. BCE members in a liaison capacity would be elevated from a position of individual advocacy to one that has BCE organizational support, so consider that. The liaison designation is a significant step that can provide a mechanism for direct interaction that allows employers to experience the ways that BCE members and the certification program can contribute to their mission. Current and prospective BCE members are encouraged to think about how they can help in this leadership role, not only, like I say, not only for the members, but as well as non-members. Think of sort of areas that, or actually things that you could go ahead possibly and get liaison linkages. By developing a liaison opportunity in your employment environment, you can have that in tandem with the board certification program. In this, the BCE program stands ready to assist in that endeavor. Possibly, we know that industry probably would be a very good place, but how about academia? We really don't have a whole lot of representation cohesively, so that's something that you might want to think about to develop. And I also want to go ahead and address this to students. Do you lack the professional work experience to become a board-certified entomologist? Oftentimes, and especially the rules for BCE, if you have a BS, is that you have to have 3 years of experience, and you may not have that, so then the BCE intern program would be for you. Advantages that every BCE has to take a general qualifying exam and one or more specialty exams. Now, from a student standpoint, you could use those tests as preparation for your prelims and or departmental written exams. Think about that. Also, you can use to prepare for the Linnane game competitions, get that competitive edge. So I challenge all of you to show your professionalism and become a BCE member today. That's the end of my presentation. We have a booth in the ESA Central area, number 310. Please drop by, eat some extra chocolate on the thing there. And if you have any questions, several of us are in the audience here. You can come up later on, or certainly ask in the booth on that. So with that, we will actually take a break because they didn't have a scheduled break, and we'll come back at 9:50 for our next presentation. Thank you.